great gospel that represents recovery of the gospel.
Are you ready to be set free? Recovery of the gospel.
With Pastor Kent Clark.
Welcome to the Recovery of the Gospel. I'm Darren Weiss, your co-host, and I'm accompanied here with Pastor Clark, and we want to thank you for tuning into our radio broadcast as we set out to recover the greatest message ever told, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. On our radio broadcast this morning, we want to talk to you about a horrible epidemic that's happening all throughout our country. It's an epidemic with our children, and how we, as ministers of the gospel, can minister to the children, minister in our families to reverse this horrible epidemic. We truly believe that the gospel is the answer to the epidemic that we're seeing with kids, with families in America. And until we recover the gospel message, until the gospel of God's free and sovereign grace is lived out in the lives of our parents, in our families in America, this epidemic will not change. So, Pastor, why don't we begin to look at what the problem is?
Well, the great relationship that God has ordained in Scripture is that of family. And when I talk about family, I'm talking about the biblical family. I'm talking about a husband and a wife and children. God has ordained family. And America is experiencing the curse of the breakup of that ordained relationship. A man loving a woman loving a man. And out of that love for one another, there comes children that have been begotten. And those children being raised in the second relationship to family, and that's the local church. The importance of husband, wife, and children being in God's house, hearing God's gospel concerning God's Son. When those two relationships began to deteriorate, that of family in the house of God and that of family itself, you'll find society on a downhill pull. And that's where we are in America today. And the great tragedy that's taking place here in this country is with our children. We have an absentee God. God, beyond any shadow of a doubt, is not speaking to America. This is a land that lies under the silence of Almighty God. The greatest curse that could fall upon any land is for God simply not to speak. And that's taking place in our country. And we are seeing the effects of an absentee God and the breakup of these two relationships with our children.
Well, you know, maybe we can give our audience a look into this epidemic with kids and with our families. In Detroit, there's roughly 3,500 homeless children. In the state of Michigan, there's almost 20,000 foster care kids. In the country, almost 800,000 foster care kids. We are literally warehousing children. At Grace Centers of Hope, we're on the front lines of dealing with homelessness and addiction here in Oakland County and in Southeast Michigan. And the average age of a homeless person is a 9-year-old boy. We have so many kids coming to Grace Centers of Hope with their moms, with their dads, with their parents, but are literally tossed to and fro from house to house, couch jumping. I don't know how many folks in our audience are listening this morning can begin to fathom what it would be like growing up in a household where you never knew when you were going to get picked up and go on somewhere else to live. You haven't lived in the same place for more than 6 months at a time, changed residences 2 to 3 times per year, and to not have any kind of security, not be able to trust anybody because everybody's making promises to you, but it seems like nobody can fulfill them, and you begin to not trust anybody, and you're living in fear. Imagine going to school, afraid to walk to school. They're fearful on their way to school. They're fearful on their walk home from school. And the reality is that they're fearful at school. They're afraid of violence, afraid of drugs, afraid of all that this present evil world is bringing to them as they go to school. Imagine trying to live a life like that. Imagine trying to study, to apply yourself to getting an education among those circumstances. And I think, Pastor, what we want to convey here to our audience, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there who would just be saying amen, because they know what the problem is. The problem is that the gospel has been lost. It's not being taught to the children. The family isn't rooted and grounded in the gospel message and how a man leads out of that gospel message. And it's just creating a horrible epidemic. The loss of the gospel is ultimately what is creating the breakdown of the family.
Well, I'll tell you how important the family is. The Lord said in the book of James that pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. What's happening in America is simply this, that we are warehousing children here in this country. We have child protective services in this nation, and I want to state this just flat out and open before you. The state a good parent does not make, and God never intended the state to be caring for children in the manner that they are. The state continues to fail to protect the children in this country. God has ordained the local church to do that. So there's a breakdown in the local church, there's a breakdown in the family. I mean, just think about this. Darren quoted that stat that the average age of a homeless person in the United States of America is a 9-year-old boy. That 3,500 children 19 miles from Pontiac in the city of Detroit do not have an address. This is very difficult for me to talk about, quite frankly, because I get very emotional about it. The children that are dying in the streets of this country. We live in a violent nation. 588 abortions among teens 15 to 19 every day. 4,493 children are born out of wedlock every day. 7,000 students drop out of high school in America every day. Darren said there are 800,000 foster care children in America, 20,000 here in the state of Michigan. 1.35 million U.S. children are homeless on any given night. 13 children die in the streets of the United States every day. 5,000 children every year are buried in unmarked graves. Something is bad wrong. America leads the industrialized nation in teen suicide, teen violent crime. There is just something wrong, and I know what's wrong. The gospel has been lost, the breakup of the family, and the pitiful, pathetic condition of the local church because the gospel is not being preached in the congregation.
Let me get a couple things straight here. The problem isn't just in Detroit or Pontiac either. The reality is that I quoted those statistics to a pastor from Traverse City one time. I was at the Tiger game with him, and we were talking, and I was telling him about the horrible epidemic with homeless kids, and he looked at me and he said, you know what? In Traverse City, there's over 1,800 homeless kids. And I was amazed when he told me that. I looked at him, and I was taken aback. I thought I knew all the statistics, and for him to tell me that that was what was happening in Traverse City, too, all the more just validated the truth of the horrible epidemic that we're living in. The next thing that I want to set straight is not only that it's happening all over in areas that you wouldn't necessarily think that they're happening, but when we make the statement about the fact that the state does not make a good parent, that doesn't mean that we're pointing necessarily to government and just calling them out. It's actually the very opposite. The truth is that we are the government. We are the people. And there's a lot of people working for the state who really have their heart in the right place and are really trying their best to help kids. Really, what we're saying is that the gospel needs to be recovered, not just in our society, but in our churches. I'm not sure if many people realize this, that the church is the one who has dished all of these problems off on the state. It's dished all of this epidemic, all of these issues, all of these social problems onto a secular society, when God has clearly ordained the church to be doing these things. Not just telling everybody where they're wrong, but looking at ourselves and saying, hey, what are we doing as the church? And what has God called us to do? We have gotten religious in this country, and the church is just a place where you go to. It's four walls where you go to and maybe give a little money, make yourself feel a little bit better, maybe learn how to lose weight or learn how to deal with your anxiety a little bit, and that's what it's there. It's there to serve you rather than you going to a place to worship God for who He is, what He's done, get equipped, and serve Him in a local body and serve the society that you're living in to the glory of the Lord. The truth is that there's over 120 million undiscipled adults right now in the United States of America who are dying for the gospel. 80% of our churches right now in the United States of America are either declining or plateaued in attendance. All of the churches are going down. Over 3,500 churches close their doors every year. And the church has gone to sleep in Delilah's lap. It literally is a place where we get served rather than where we go to serve. And the children are the ones that ultimately are going to pay the most because they're being raised now in not just the society, not just in a neighborhood, but within the core of families that are not being taught the gospel message. The truth is that the least likely person for you to see at church this morning is going to be a male between the ages of 18 and 25 years years old, because that person has not been raised in the gospel at all. If he has at all, more than likely has been raised in religion and hates church, can't stand church, thinks it's a hypocrisy, and has turned away from it, and needs to be raised in the fear and admonition of the Lord and be taught the gospel message. And that's when that male will learn how to live a life before God that is one of a leader, one of a husband, one of a father, one of a person who takes on responsibility and accountability for his family, in 10 years, 20 years from now, can actually be leading the society and leading the neighborhood. But as it is right now, until that gospel is recovered, that person is still going to be living in mommy and daddy's basement, playing video games, and we're just creating this cycle of just this horrible epidemic.
Well, you know, I read some time ago that here in Oakland County, first, second, third wealthiest county in the United States, we have over 500 street kids. Social ills are never going to be solved by throwing dollars at them. Social ills will not be solved by entitlement, welfare programs. Social ills will not be solved by the state. Social ills are really solved through the local church proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, people being born of the Spirit of God. You know, every time a person's converted, if it's a mother, you got a better mother. If it's a father, you got a better father. You know, we hear a lot about the Christian right and about Christians being a conservative group, and many times stones are thrown at the conservatives. But the truth is, we have the answer in God's Word. You know, I was thinking while you were talking, Darren, that I grew up in a home where I respected my mother and father. I grew up in a home where it was pretty much expected for me to address my dad as yes, sir, or my mother as yes, ma'am, to be courteous to adults. What's happened in this nation is that thousands of children are being raised by grandmothers and great-grandmothers because mom is a crack addict. Mom has deserted those children. Dad deserted a long time ago, and mom now has succumbed to drug addiction as well. And there's a godly grandmother somewhere that goes to her little church, and she loves the Lord and loves the gospel, but her daughter somehow or another missed hearing it. We've lost, I believe, two generations to the pharmacia, and we are losing this present generation of children as well, and they're hurting badly.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Well, Pastor, we've been talking about this horrible epidemic with our children, and mainly, really, that epidemic stands from the loss of the gospel in the family. And it always comes back to the loss of the gospel in the church and whether or not that gospel is being proclaimed and being taught to be used as the tool to raise your children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. We've quoted many statistics, horrible statistics of what's truly going on in our neighborhoods and in our society. It's not just something that's happening 20 miles from your house, but literally within your neighborhoods. As we were talking a little bit, we got into how male leadership is one of the horrible problems that we're really seeing. We see it here at Grace Centers of Hope. It's not just something that's happening to just one individual. It's happening throughout the entire family. It's a systemic problem. Everybody is affected. When the father's leadership is not on point, when he's not following the Lord and responsible and accountable back to the Lord for how he runs his household, everybody suffers. We were mentioning the generations that it actually affects. Here at Grace Centers of Hope, we've got three generations of people. This isn't just one homeless person coming in here or there or whatever. We've got generations. We've got grandma, mom, and child all coming here. More times than not, it's the moms. The mothers are coming with their kids because there's no dad. There's no father. There's no leader. There's no godly leadership. I don't know if our audience realizes, but roughly one out of 100 men in the United States right now is currently incarcerated. And 68% of those men will be back in prison once they get out. One of the reasons why I bring that up is to show how this cycle works. 80% of the kids who end up in juvie or eventually prison come from a fatherless home. It's amazing. It's horrible what happens to the kids that we're seeing when there is no father in the home.
Well, there's absolutely no doubt about that. God has ordained that man to be the head of the house and to lead and direct and provide and protect for that family. And we have lost in this country generations of men who are not stepping up, standing up, and being the men that they should be. The first, original, and best department of health, education, and welfare is the family. And heroic efforts must be made to preserve and strengthen the family here in our own country, the United States of America. I've seat for this nation. We have turned socialistic. We are looking to big government to solve all of our problems. We have gone the road of entitlement, enablement, and that the government is to take care of folks. We have traveled down that road of spread the wealth, share the wealth, that the poor should not be poor, that those who are wealthy should divide what they have. I mean, totally unbiblical principles have taken the place with the social programs that do not work, and it's destroying this nation.
Well, I mentioned, those who are listening probably have heard me say this before, but I'll say it again. I was driving to work one day, and I saw on the bumper sticker in the car in front of me, it had a hand and a finger pointing to the right, and it said, "I did my job." And I thought to myself, that's the problem right there. That's the problem, that a person who sees the problem, that person thought his responsibility was nothing more than voting for somebody else to do it. That somehow, whether he was to vote conservative, that somehow that was his duty in order to fix social problems. I mean, what a joke that is. That if we, as Christians, think that somehow our duty is to elect another person to make some policy to fix this, that's just more of the problem. And we're not blaming the government. We're not blaming the state. What we're proclaiming is that God is the answer, that government isn't the answer. And whether you're a Democrat or you're a Republican makes no difference whether or not you're a Christian and what you are called to do in your society, in your family, in your church, in ministry as a born-again believer of a sovereign Lord who has called us despite what the government might be doing or not doing. But that just goes back to show where people are at. They think that somehow we bought into this mentality that I paid my taxes. I paid my taxes, and so they should fix it. That's not God's way at all.
It isn't. And really, the answer is, let's fix it. Let's make a difference. And we can make a difference. I have long since bypassed government. I do not look to government. I will tell you this, though. I would encourage you to register. I would encourage you to vote. But then don't sit down. Get involved. Sign up. Volunteer. Get in your church. Get outside the walls of your church building and make a difference. You don't have to go to Brazil, Peru, Africa to be missionary. Come to downtown Pontiac. We're a bankrupt city. We are a drug-infested city. We are a gang-infested city. We have 32 to 35% unemployment in this city. I would say to all of you listening, you want to make a difference? Roll up your sleeves, spit on your hands, and get in the battle here with Grace Gospel Fellowship and Grace Centers of Hope. We turned our city upside down with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We see people made new creatures in Christ Jesus. What we're seeing here at Grace Gospel Fellowship is families coming together, children getting on the honor roll. 85% of our children here are honor roll students. Haven't lived in the same place for over 6 months their entire life before they come to Grace Centers. I tell you, my friends, the gospel of Jesus Christ works. And the church must become militant in its aggressiveness to take back this world and stop looking to big government to do it.
Well, you know, that it's just not appealing to a religious zealot. It's just not. You know, we love to quote Spurgeon's quote. I love it. It says, you know, Charles Spurgeon was known to have said, "Some men look for big bells and tall steeples. Give me a rescue mission 1 yard from hell." And you know what? That's what we're doing. We are on the front lines tackling the issue first and foremost, not just by throwing money at it, but by giving your life to it, being on a mission. I quote it all the time. Jesus said, "As the Father hath sent me into the world, so I send you into the world." If God has saved you, if God has called you, He's only done it to send you back out. God doesn't call you to sit. He calls you to be a soldier, to join in His army, and to get in the game, get in the war, put your boots on, and get where the fighting is, get where the ministry is. And that can be wherever you are. That doesn't mean that if you're not in Pontiac or you're not in Detroit, you're not dealing with drug addicts or homeless folks, that you're not doing ministry. In fact, I think one of the greatest mission fields in our country is in our churches. We have to get back to understanding that the church is not four walls. It's not where you go to give money. It's not the 90% of the congregation giving 10% of the clergy their money and them doing the work. It's us as a body. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. And we are called to go back out into the world with that free and sovereign grace message that Christ came into the world to save sinners. And you can start doing it in your own family. in your own family is where you're called to first and foremost spread that gospel. You know, Pastor, we often say here at Grace Gospel Fellowship that you and I aren't responsible for necessarily the kids of the church. We really aren't. The scripture doesn't tell us as pastors that we are responsible for the children. We're responsible for teaching the parents of those children, but us as parents are responsible for our children. We are responsible for sharing that gospel message with our kids and leading them and teaching them the way of the Lord. When that gospel is recovered in our family, that's when things are going to begin to turn around with this epidemic with children.
You know, Darren, if there are 800,000 foster care children in the United States, why did that lady in Tennessee who had to send that child back to Russia, in the first place, why did she have to go to Russia to adopt a child? If we have 800,000 children here in the United States of America without a mother or father, no American citizen, no young couple ought to have to go to a foreign country to adopt. There's something wrong in the law here in this country that forces young couples to go outside of the United States to adopt. The thing about warehousing children is we've set up this bureaucracy here with government that oversees the care of kids, and they pay people to take in these foster care children who really don't love children. We warehouse them. It's a job. It's a way of making some money, and that's why we have pedophiles and homosexuals who are foster care parents. It's a job. It's a money-making process, and these kids are dropping through the cracks, and the church has to step up. You know, we lost back in September one of our women here on staff. She had a massive heart attack. She had two children. Those children, that young man that belonged to this mother who had got her life back at Grace Centers of Hope, he's been in 9 foster care homes since September. That's what's happening in this country. And it's a sad state of affairs. Every day we pick up the paper and read about a child that has been murdered in the United States by somebody involved in foster care. That just has to change. The church has to step up. We've got to do something about what's happening to children in the United States of America.
And the answer is the gospel. The gospel message is the answer. And what we're calling you to do is get involved. Get involved with the kids in your church. If you can't get involved with the kids at your church, if you don't have any kids and you want to come over here to Grace Gospel Fellowship, you can help minister to our kids at Grace Centers of Hope, Grace Gospel Fellowship. Help mentor them, teach them the Word of God, and raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And what unbelievable power of healing is in the Word of God. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Recovery of the Gospel. We would love for you to go to recoveryofthegospel.com. Leave us your comments, your feedback. If you would like a copy of any or all of our series here on Recovery of the Gospel, for a donation of any size, we can send that to you if you give us your contact information. If you would like to come worship with us at Grace Gospel Fellowship, we are a church where everybody is nobody and Christ is all. We're located at 210 North Perry in Pontiac, Michigan, at the top of the Woodward Loop. And our services are every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Until then, God bless.
You've been listening to the Recovery of the Gospel with Pastor Kent Clark.
Recovery of the Gospel.